You're listening to the Restaurant Operator Podcast.
Get the latest restaurant industry headlines delivered to your inbox every weekday with Restaurant Operator Daily. With this one newsletter, you'll get the top stories from leading news sites like fastcasual.com, pizzamarketplace.com, and qsrweb.com. Join more than 30,000 subscribers who rely on Restaurant Operator Daily to keep them informed on the most important industry news and trends. Subscribe today at restaurantoperatordaily.com.
Welcome to the Restaurant Operator Podcast. I'm Mandy Detweiler, Managing Editor of NetWorld Media Group and Site Editor for Pizza Marketplace and QSR Web. Today, we're here with Emily Gorman, Marketing and Communications Manager for CORE. Emily, why don't you tell us a little bit about CORE?
Absolutely. Thank you, Mandy. Really excited to be here. So CORE is a national nonprofit, and we provide financial grants to food and beverage service employees with children when they're faced with some sort of crisis. So whether that be a natural disaster, a medical crisis, documented domestic abuse, we're there to step in and just bridge a little bit of a financial gap for those food and beverage service employees.
Awesome. Can you tell us the mission of CORE and what inspired its creation?
Absolutely. So, really the mission of CORE is kind of what I just said. We really want to just be here for all parts of the restaurant industry. And that kind of leads to how CORE was created. So 20 years ago, we're actually in our 20th year this year. We're really excited about that. But a group of beverage executives met for happy hour at the National Restaurant Association show in Chicago. And a conversation just sparked between them about the lack of support for the restaurant industry that existed in current charities and nonprofits. And so that discussion and realization just really led to a brainstorming session between them. And that night, CORE was born.
Are there specific criteria that individuals must meet to qualify for assistance from CORE?
Yes. So to qualify for a CORE grant, the individual must work in a food or beverage service facility for at least 90 days. And they must have a legally dependent child age or younger, or a medically dependent child living in their home. And they also must have documentation of one of our qualifying circumstances. So whether that be a medical crisis, injury, death, natural disaster, documented domestic abuse, as long as they have that and the event has happened within 90 days, then they will qualify.
So how does CORE secure the necessary funds to support the financial grants offered to eligible food and beverage service employees?
Yeah, so we depend on financial support from individual donors, foundation grants, and also corporate partnerships. So currently, we're really grateful to have more than 50 corporate partners within the food and beverage space who have contributed annually $10,000 or more. However, with a growing backlog of applications and so many people who need support, we're really urging the industry to unite with us to make a difference. And so we would love to encourage anyone listening to this podcast to learn more about partnering with CORE and to see if that's something that would make sense for your brand.
What are the benefits of partnering with CORE and how can our listeners get involved?
Yeah, so we have many benefits of partnering with our organization. Of course, number one, you get to align with an organization who is really here supporting the restaurant industry as a whole and their families. But also, all of our partners receive national recognition at industry conferences and events, and also on our website and advertising efforts and many other ways. But something that also I feel like sets us apart is we offer a resource center to our partners that consists of tons of turnkey resources, such as social media content, pre-written press releases, back of house posters, stories from our grantees, and so many more things in there just to really make it as turnkey and simple as possible to showcase your partnership and what your brand is doing to help the industry. On top of that, we also provide our partner with just a network of opportunities. So Many of our current core partners collaborate together on in-store product promotions that raise funds for our mission. We also are always available to meet and assist with brainstorming, and we just really try to make ourselves as available as possible to all of our partners so that we can collaborate together and really have it be a true partnership. And something that we really take pride in is how many of our partners tell us how easy it is to work with us. So we have a few different people doing product promotions for us year round and just at different times of the year. And we're here to just make it as simple as possible. If you want to align with CORE and raise money for our mission, then we're here to help. So how they can get involved is if they're interested, they want to learn more, or just have a conversation, they can email me directly. My email is emily@coregives.org, or you can also visit our website, coregives.org/corporate partnerships, and it will give you a little bit more information and you can submit a request form from there.
Awesome. Are there any upcoming campaigns or initiatives that listeners can participate in to support CORE's cause?
Absolutely. So we have an annual campaign every single year called Serving Up Hope, and that kicks off September 1st. But we're already kind of getting into the swing of things now. And so what Serving Up Hope is it's a national initiative aimed to unite the restaurant industry and the millions of guests that it serves to serve up hope to food and beverage families in need. So as far as participation goes, we offer 3 sponsorship level packages to encourage participation from as many companies as possible. And so during the campaign, we'll be actively promoting and showcasing our sponsors through press coverage, advertisements, and various promotional activities. And then as far as individuals go, we're going to host a raffle to hopefully engage as many people as possible to support the campaign. And so I would just encourage anyone who's interested in learning more about becoming a Serving Up Hope sponsor, donating a raffle item, or just simply wanting more information, you can definitely reach out to me directly as well. Again, my email is emily@coregives.org, and we would just love to have as many people and companies join us in Serving Up Hope.
With so many wonderful charities in the world, why CORE?
Yeah, so I love this question because it allows me to just give you a closer look at my personal connection to CORE. So in 2023, over half of our grantees were single mothers, much like myself in the past. And with almost a decade of experience working in the restaurant industry myself, I understand the challenges that may arise for parents during a crisis. So when facing difficulties on my own, I could usually navigate through by relying on temporary solutions like crashing on a friend's couch, skipping meals, or even sleeping in my car if I had to. However, these possibilities change drastically when children are involved. And so once I had my son, ensuring his safety and stability became my top priority. And that's why temporary solutions, once available, were just no longer an option for me. And so that right there is why CORE focuses on providing support to employees with children. The vulnerability of the situation amplifies when kids are in the picture. And so if I had to answer that question, why CORE, I would encourage you to think of your favorite restaurant and the dedicated servers, bartenders, and employees who always are there to make the dining experience memorable. And just know that CORE is there to step in and support them and their family when they need it most.
Awesome. That's a great story.
Thank you.
So how can restaurant employees apply for support?
Sure. So we try to make it as simple as possible for anyone looking to receive support from CORE. So all the employee would need to do is visit our website, coregives.org. And right there on the homepage, you'll see a red button that says apply. You'll just click that button and there you'll see a little bit more information about CORE and the application process itself. And from there, we will encourage you to complete just a short questionnaire Just to really make sure that you do qualify to continue through the process before we have you kind of submit all your documentation and everything like that. But from there, if we feel like you have the potential to receive a core grant, you'll move on to the next step where we'll request documentation from you. You'll speak with a representative from CORE about your case specifically. And then your case would be presented to the CORE grant committee where we would vote. And from there, if we approve, you would receive a notification and you would receive your financial assistance within 14 days. So we try to make it as simple as and easy as possible because we understand in the midst of a crisis, there's a lot going on. It can be very difficult just to even get through your day to day. So we try to streamline everything, make it as quick and simple as possible, but that's how they'll do it. Just head to our website and you can have all of that information there as well.
Awesome. Well, Emily, thanks so much for being with us today. This has been really great.
Thank you so much, Mandy. We really appreciate you allowing us to share a little bit more about CORE.
That'll do it for this episode of the Restaurant Operator Podcast, and we'll catch you next time.
Get the latest restaurant industry headlines delivered to your inbox every weekday with Restaurant Operator Daily. With this one newsletter, you'll get the top stories from leading news sites like fastcasual.com, pizzamarketplace.com, and qsrweb.com. Join more than 30,000 subscribers who rely on Restaurant Operator Daily to keep them informed on the most important industry news and trends. Subscribe today at restaurantoperatordaily.com.